Welcome to Sava FC, your hosts, Antonio Scarano and Anthony Valenti.
Sava FC, what is going on? Oh my God, it's been so long. I don't even remember how to do this.
42 days to be exact.
Wow. All right, let's try this again. Sava FC, what's going on? It's Antonio and I'm here with Anthony.
What's going on, everybody? Sorry, we've been gone for 42 days.
But we're back.
And I've got some points to make.
So on today's episode, since we've been gone for so long, we're basically going to cover where we're at in the season between the Premier League and the Serie A based on the projections that we made at the very beginning.
That's right. When you said the beginning, we're talking, I want to say, I'm shooting off the top of my head, end of July, beginning of August, we made predictions based on transfers, based on last year's season. Some people thought my thoughts were baseless and psycho.
They still are baseless and psycho, ain't they?
They're not.
You're getting very lucky.
I am not getting lucky.
Listen, I enjoy the fact that you're right about one of them, and you know that.
Absolutely.
Let's do a little explanation of why we've been gone for so long, though, because I know I've had some people harassing me.
Oh my God, me too.
All right. So, obviously, we've mentioned it before. We both coach. Anthony's coaching two teams. I was coaching one team while doing some clinics. And the schedule just was not there.
It was bananas, really.
Just the past 3 months have been, we've been focused on soccer, but just youth soccer.
In a different way, right.
Yeah. However, I still made sure to make time to watch my Napoli every Sunday.
Yeah, and I made time to watch my AC Milan and Arsenal come out from the ashes of the EPL.
You're such an Arsenal fanboy now.
And now in sixth place and climbing.
Such an Arsenal fanboy. Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. I got to stick to it. I got to stick to it.
Maldini would be disappointed.
He is disappointed.
No, but all right. Let's dive into it.
Let's do it.
So, start with EPL?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So, if we start with the EPL, let's go back to what our predictions were in, what was it? I believe August, right?
Yep.
We made them in August. I had Manchester City first overall, Chelsea second. But I always said from the get-go, and you can listen back on the other podcast, for me it was between those two.
Right.
They were going to be very close. Third, I had Liverpool. Fourth, Man United. And fifth, Tottenham.
Well, listen. You weren't too off. I mean, here we are, I think 3 months into the season, and you're pretty on point there. Chelsea's in first place.
Yep. Liverpool's in second. Man City in third. And, I mean, between first and third, they're 5 points away from each other.
Right.
So, this is actually, for the first time in the Premier League, not the first time. It's usually always a close race. But in recent history, we've seen, like, Liverpool run away with it, Man City run away with it. We're at a good point in the season now, you know, after 10 games played, to where this is really close between first and fourth place. There's only a 5-point difference. But I have to mention that fourth place, because who the hell would have thought West Ham?
Right now I think they're just on a luck slide, maybe. I think they're going to drop down.
Yeah, but I said
by the
that
end of December.
I said that a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
And they're still there. That's the crazy part. I mean, if you look at West Ham right now, 10 games played, 6 games won, 2 ties, 2 losses. They've scored 20 goals. They've only allowed 11. So their goal differential is of +9. And for a team like West Ham to be doing that well, it's impressive, man.
Right.
It's impressive for them to be up there. And then in fifth, you got Man United. So I was pretty much spot on.
And I think Tottenham is going to show their face again once they hire their new skipper there.
See, but we'll talk about that in a second. Tottenham should have been, as of right now, with the team that they have, in that fifth, fourth place spot.
Maybe even third or second on paper.
On paper. But they're sitting at ninth place.
Yeah.
With 5 wins, 5 losses, and a goal differential of -7.
Right. And no manager.
Well, yeah. That's crazy to me.
In 10 games, they had to fire Nuno because he just wasn't doing anything.
But Listen, they've had issues from the get-go.
I wonder if the problem isn't the manager so much as it is one guy sitting up top named Harry Kane.
I don't even know if I could blame Kane anymore, because they're just a mess as an organization is what it comes down to with Tottenham. Think about it. They fire Mourinho, okay? After letting go of Mourinho, they were supposed to hire Gattuso.
Yep.
Didn't hire Gattuso because of politics.
And then Conte.
Right, but Conte, it was between Gattuso. He technically accepted the job.
Right.
Got let go because of homophobic remarks that he made who knows when.
Right, right. Because that was in the middle of that whole cancel culture thing.
Right. Well, we're still in cancel culture. Right, right, right. So they go out and they get Nuno, who in the beginning I thought he was doing a great job. I mean, you remember that game against Manchester City?
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, who would have thought? I don't think the coach is to blame in these situations. I think it's the organization. The organization is suffering, and it's an internal problem. It's not the players. It's not the coach. It's Tottenham as an organization.
Yeah. You know, now that I think about it, I know two guys, two coaches that can go in there right now, fix that organization, and they'll come away with a championship this season.
Who?
You and me.
Yeah, maybe if we create ourselves in manager mode on FIFA.
We could do it. If you're listening,
that's the only
call
way.
Call us.
No, but listen, I don't think right now they're tied heavily with Conte. And I don't think Conte coming in is going to make a difference for them.
I think so. I think it will. Yeah. It'll shoot a little shot of adrenaline in there. It'll take a while for them to get used to his style.
You have to figure Conte won't be able to implement his system until at least after the winter break.
Yeah, I was thinking more like mid-January.
Right. So after the winter break, Christmas break, they'll be able
They would just have to hope that they don't go sinking all the way down into relegation mode.
I agree with you, but I also, like, we've seen Conte be successful. He's coming into a team where he has no say with personnel whatsoever. This might take a while.
Yeah.
Conte coming in isn't going to be an easy fix. I almost, just throwing this out there, I mean, he's available. He's out there. I'd want to see Zidane get a shot at this Tottenham job.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan.
Not a big fan of Zidane, even though he did so well at Real Madrid?
No, I'm not a big fan.
All right. Let's stop talking about Tottenham because already taken up
Tottenham
too much time.
Tottenham continues to go down, and it's just one less team that Arsenal's got to beat to get to the top.
All right. Talk about them because I know you're dying inside to say what you want to say about Arsenal. Go ahead.
So back when I made my predictions, if you want to read out my predictions.
Yeah,
we had a follower on Instagram, Jeff Canales, called me a psycho and said that he would become an EPL only fans holder shareholder.
Not only fans, only a fan.
Oh, only a
Remember,
fan.
Remember, we're keeping this PG rated.
Okay.
So, you predicted Arsenal to be in first, which, I mean, they're 8 points behind first, but I got to give you credit. Because you had been saying it for a while that the team was there, and I really thought they were looking at relegation the way they started off the
absolutely.
Season.
Absolutely. I thought I really looked like I was a psycho for a minute there.
You had Chelsea in second.
Yep.
Okay. They're in first, and I know you felt the same way about Chelsea. It was debatable between that first and second spot. You had Manchester City in third, which is where they are right now.
Yep.
Manchester United in fourth, but they're currently fifth. And then this is the one where I always felt like you didn't give them enough credit. You had Liverpool in fifth.
All right, and they're in second.
And Liverpool has a good shot of winning it this year. You know, for me, it's between those three. Chelsea, Liverpool, and Man City.
Right. I mean, Liverpool, Salah's on fire. He's got 10 goals.
What does he have? 10 goals and like 6 assists so far this year?
10 goals, 6 assists. Yep. You know, and then they got, you know, Sadio Mane. He's got 6 goals. Yeah. I mean, they're really connecting. So.
But this is no surprise.
No, not
Liverpool is one of those teams that didn't go through many changes, right? The coaching is still the same.
Right. Well, that's, what's his name over there? Isn't it Tuchel?
No, that's Chelsea.
No, it's not Tuchel. Oh, yeah, right.
Why can't I remember his name right now?
I don't know. I've got jet lag, so.
What a brain fart. Oh, yeah. For those of you that didn't know, we're actually recording from Houston today.
That's right. Everything is bigger in Texas, by the way.
Except the plane seats.
That's true. So going back real
quick. Klopp! That's his name. Jurgen Klopp. Klopp.
That's right. That's right. It just made me jump. And you probably made the people in the hotel room next to us jump, too.
That's all right. It's still only 6 o'clock. We could be loud if we wanted
that's
to.
That's true. Talking about who Tottenham's going to bring on, I think at the end of the day it's going to be Conte. There's a connection there between him and Fabio, the managing director of Tottenham.
Listen, I told you. I don't think he's going to make a difference either way.
He was over in Inter, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right, moving on. I really don't want to talk much about the Premier League anymore because as much as I was getting into it, Serie A took over for me this season for one reason only.
Why is that? Let me guess. Because I was right again.
You are right for right now.
I'm still, okay? I will be right for right now. I'll be right for right now until the end of May.
So I have to mention this. Napoli and Milan, it was just an article came out today. They are one of, I believe, 5 teams now to start a campaign with 31 points, okay, which is a hot streak. But out of those 5 teams, Juventus, and I believe it was in 2017, was the only team to win a Scudetto when starting the season off with 31 points.
Okay, well, that's great. Has it ever ended where you have 2 teams with the same amount of points and the same goal differential end the season?
I don't think we've ever ended same amount of points, same goal differential in Serie A.
I mean, we'd be two happy campers if, you know, by strange luck, it ends up that way.
Well, there's many tiebreakers in Serie A, so it wouldn't go just on goal differential. It would also go to head-to-head. So many other, there can only be one winner.
Let's be honest.
Right, I know what you're thinking.
Osimhen just can't stop scoring. I mean, he scores like a maniac. I don't even have his goal, how many goals he has right now. He's got to be up there.
Osimhen's at about 4 or 5, I believe. So, he's having a good season. There's no denying that. But what happens when him, Anguissa, and Koulibaly have to go play in that African Cup?
You have guys that can fill those positions that they might not be as good, but they can hold.
Did you see how bad we struggled yesterday against Salernitana without Osimhen, without Insigne, and then Koulibaly got red carded in like the 76th minute?
Yeah, but at that point, you know, it was a little bit of a shocker that he gets the red card to throw him off. I think right now in Serie A, what did I say? 13 red cards so far? 12, 13 red cards?
I thought it was 14 because 13 was the EPL.
It's a bit crazy. You're just throwing red cards out. I mean, managers are getting red cards for saying good game. It's insane. I've been trying to get a red card as a coach at the youth level for 2 years now. Nobody wants to give me a red card.
We're at 16 red cards in Serie A.
16, okay.
16 red cards. And that's not including coaches, because if we include coaches, we've definitely over hit the 20s.
20 mark, yeah. I mean, I could name 4 coaches that just got them in the last 2 weeks, you know, so.
Yeah, last week it was 4 coaches from Serie A.
Yeah, Spalletti, Mourinho.
Yes, and who was the other one? It wasn't Pioli. Pioli's too much of a saint to get a red card.
Right.
Forget who the other coach was. There's 2 more.
But right now, the top 5, you have our...
I have our predictions.
Predictions.
So, I'm going to start with mine.
Go ahead.
I had Juventus first overall. I have to say, though, I made this prediction because you're going to find yourself in the same boat when we were years off. Before Ronaldo left.
That's right, before Ronaldo left. You're right.
This team is absolutely struggling.
It's atrocious.
They do not look like themselves.
Nope.
There's no style of play. Allegri usually is that very defensive grind out a 1-0 win.
They can't even put a goal in.
Right, but they're allowing goals in, which is the biggest issue. This Juve team reminds me of before they went on their 9-year Scudetto streak. It's just, this is going to take time. There's no way that Juve, in my opinion, comes back this season.
My question to you is this. If they lose this week in Champions League, do they get rid of him?
No. You don't get rid of Allegri when you know he can build something, but right. You got to get him the right personnel.
I mean, on paper, they have a good team.
100%.
I think, and I think we talked about this in one episode where you kind of plan out a season knowing that you're going to have a certain player and then that player is gone, but it's been enough time. They should have been able to fill in those gaps and those holes.
Well, let's hold that thought real quick and take a quick little anchor break. All right, and we're back, but unfortunately for Juve fans, Ronaldo is not. So
that is true.
They got a lot of work to do. This team is going to take time, like we were saying earlier, and I don't know if they're going to be able to ever replace what Ronaldo did for them because they really built
around him.
Correct.
I think they were in hopes that Dybala would be able to fill in some of those shoes, but I think he can only do so much because he's not Ronaldo. There's no one out there that's like him.
Exactly. But moving on from Juve, so I had Napoli second, okay?
Yeah,
wasn't too far off there, but I never expected them to be in first.
I did.
I know you did. I had Inter in third, which is where they currently are, so that was fitting. I told you, I always thought Inzaghi's a good coach, but he wasn't going to be able to do what Conte did. And I think we're seeing that, in the Champions League and in Serie A. Still a good team, though.
Yeah.
Especially without Lukaku. They're still playing really well.
They are.
I mean, you had Dzeko scoring from the minute he came into the club.
It was a perfect pickup, I think.
Yeah, and Calhanoglu from AC Milan. I know that you hate that one, but that was a good fit for Inter.
But they didn't really lose. He left, but they didn't really miss him.
Correct. We'll talk about them in a second because I have them at fourth. AC Milan.
Yeah.
Man, I keep doubting them, but they keep proving me wrong. They just look so good. And Zlatan, the ageless wonder, he's not playing a lot.
But when he plays,
it makes a difference.
It makes a difference. He'll score goals with his shoes untied. He'll even come in with a pair of flip-flops on and score goals. It's unbelievable.
Did you see, what was it, yesterday's game? He had a 40 on the side of his cleats, reminding people of his age.
Yeah, good for him.
AC Milan is doing great things, and I still think they're not at the stage they were when they were in the Ancelotti era, and they had Kaká and who else was there at that time? Gattuso,
yeah.
Pirlo. Maldini was still playing, I believe, at that point.
So, yeah. But listen, they're not at that. That's a completely different team. Different ball players, different
100%, but this Milan team is fun to watch.
It is. All the way back from Davide Calabria to...
I wouldn't go that far. Their back line still worries me a little bit.
It does, but he's fun to watch, though. The way he comes up and he comes all the way up and makes some phenomenal
plays. If we're talking about defenders coming up, it's Theo Hernandez all the way.
Yeah.
Theo looks good.
Yeah, it looks good.
My favorite to watch in there is Brahim. Oh. Brahim looks good.
Oh, yeah. How old is he? 20?
21, 22, 21? Something like that, yeah.
Fantastic.
Anyways. And Rafael Leao, too, man. Rafael Leao, I love it, because everybody always hated on him. They brought him in, he was supposed to be this, he was supposed to be that, he never did anything.
He's doing it now.
He's having a good season. He's having a really good season.
Even Kessie's doing well.
And then I had Fiorentina finishing fifth.
And where are they right now?
They're actually tied for sixth at the moment.
With Lazio?
Yes. So they're not listen, I was right on about Fiorentina because usually at this point in the season, Fiorentina's in 13th, 14th place.
Right.
They're hanging up there. They have a squad. Vlahovic is second in the goal scorer list with eight.
He's young too.
The only issue is there with Fiorentina, Vlahovic might leave in January's transfer market. So if he does, Fiorentina's going to have some big shoes to fill.
What did I have?
This actually pisses me off because you were right with the first two for right now. Napoli first, AC Milan second,
yep.
Juve third, so okay. You were also bamboozled by Juve. Inter fourth, and Roma fifth.
Okay. That one team that is sticking its nose in is Atalanta. We had somebody tell us to watch out for them too. I didn't believe him. I still don't believe them. I think it's just a smokescreen. But they're good.
Here's my thing with Atalanta. That team should have more than 5 wins.
Yeah.
That's my issue with them. They're up there because they're talented right now. They're in the 5th place spot. So just so we clarify, you know, we gave you our predictions, but here's the actual Classifica at the moment. You have Napoli 1st, Milan 2nd, Inter Milan 3rd, Roma 4th, Atalanta 5th, and then you have Lazio and Fiorentina tied at 18 points at 6th. And right under them, I just have to mention them because they've been on a bit of a hot streak lately, is Verona, LS Verona.
They have pretty good hot streak, right?
I think Simeone in the past 2 games has scored, what, 8 goals, 6 goals?
Juventus can tell us about their hot streak, right?
Yeah, yeah. 2-1. Unbelievable, the last game that they played.
Sorry, Marino.
Look, these teams, you know, they're surprising a lot of people. And then you have Juventus in 9th, which, with the way that they've been playing, they consider themselves lucky that they're in 9th.
Exactly.
Although one positive out of Juve this year is Weston McKennie. Remember the guy that in the beginning, all the transfer rumors?
That's right, because Allegri didn't like him. Why?
Because he's American.
Exactly.
But, you know, he didn't want him. They were looking at trade options, loan options. He wasn't going to fit the squad. Well, who scored the other day?
Weston McKennie. Who scored last week?
Weston McKennie.
Oh. That's strange how that works.
Right.
Moving on.
I have to say this. Serie A is still long. As much as I want to see Napoli remain in first, I still don't think it's going to happen.
It will. It will. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Well, and I'm telling you this. If Napoli does win the Scudetto, and I mentioned it when you made your prediction, we're going for the parade.
Hope you buy me a ticket.
Listen, with my Delta miles now, no problem.
Listen, we go there, you know who we have to bring with us.
Who?
Who? Who do you think?
Matteo?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's not even
and
a
then
problem.
We have to bring Marcello, too, so we got to get him to try out.
But I'm not paying for their tickets.
They can pay for their own. You hear that, boys? Save your money.
So, real quick, before we end today's episode, I know you wanted to touch on a few things.
Oh, that's right. A couple important things, but for me, it's a superstition thing.
Right.
So, this year, in Serie A, there's been controversy with the referees, handing out all these yellow cards, the VAR decisions, the 16... plus red cards, and then now we saw that there's also an investigation.
So there's an investigation going on right now. Juve and Napoli are leading that investigation. They're not leading the investigation. They're the prime suspects in this investigation. Yeah. But basically about manipulating the transfer market. They're manipulating the value of players in order to pay less on players that they're bringing in. Juve, I believe it said it has been involved in what? 42 out of the 62.
Which doesn't shock me.
But 42 out of the 62 transfers made, that's huge. And then Napoli's being investigated for...
one.
Well, the Victor Osimhen transfer. So, Air Osimhen, and I have to call him that after the goal he scored 2 weeks ago. But apparently when we brought him in from Lille, we offered 4 players for a value of $20 million.
Right.
And those 4 players... went back to Serie D shortly after, and one of them remained in France, who's getting minimal playing time. So what the higher powers are investigating is, how the hell were those 4 guys worth $20 million?
Exactly. But the point I'm trying to make here is that every time there's some sort of controversy, investigation that happens in Serie A, and it happens before a World Cup, Italy wins the World Cup. So, let the investigations and controversies continue, and we'll see you guys in December talking about Italy win the World Cup.
December of 22, just to clarify.
That's right.
Listen, I hope you're right. Last time we had a controversy was with the whole betting scandals.
That's right. And then in 1980, it was the same thing. It was somebody was accused of, I think it was Paolo Rossi was accused on gambling, which he said... he was never involved in. So, and the other couple of things that we want to touch on real quick is we wanted to give a shout out to the boys that we coach.
In the past 2 seasons, Ant, I think they've lost, what, a total of 4 games?
4 games.
So, got to give them credit.
Absolutely, give them credit.
We taught them a whole new system in a matter of a year.
Yep.
They adapted to it. The play style that we tried to teach them. And, you know, this year they reached the quarterfinals of the state tournament.
That's right.
They are second place in their division. Yep. They won the Madison tournament. So, huge shout out to the boys. We couldn't be more proud of you and everything that you've accomplished. And, Ant, you actually have another team.
I do. I want to shout out Shoreline United Premier Club. They went out to the Seacoast tournament in Cape Cod, sent out four teams. All four teams won. They all came home with the gold. And then our oldest boys, Arsenal, have gone undefeated with one game left. And looks like they're gonna come home with the gold for their division. So congratulations to you guys. Proud of you guys. You guys played well.
We got to find a way to start bringing Connecticut youth soccer to a bigger level.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many good players. There's so many good players.
It's just the amount of talent that we have is actually incredible.
It is.
And I will say this. I've gone to watch a few of the Shoreline games this year, and it's just, it's a different style of soccer.
It is. They're unbelievable, right?
They almost look like mini pros.
Absolutely. Just to see the way they touch the ball and pass, and it's, you know, two, three touches the most, release the ball, accurate passing, phenomenal finishing.
Well, I got to bring it up now. I mean, Shoreline United now has an Instagram account. So
that's right.
If anybody wants to see these young players coming out of Connecticut and their skill and potential, I would definitely go give them a follow. So maybe start putting some videos up there.
Shoreline United CT, all one word.
But I think that's a wrap. First episode back, covered on where we are in Serie A, EPL.
Yep.
And we'll be back for an episode probably sometime next week with you guys, and we'll go a little bit more in depth about the games that are going on.
Absolutely.
We got Champions League this week, right?
We do.
We got Champions League, so we'll definitely touch on that. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Take care.